Welcome to the Sunday Class Dance 216 with Amanda Peer. First broadcast on the Nation Station, Radio GH, on Sunday 13th of April 2025. Hello. Today's programme is going to be based on last week's class, where the theme was axes, either changing axes or dancing a formation on a different axis from normal. I needed something straightforward to begin with, and so this is not really on theme, though it has advance and retire up and down and then across. The Dancing Bells is by Anne Campbell from St Andrews of Brampton, Toronto. One set, cast, cross right and cast right to lines across, advance and retire, and while ones change right and cast right, twos and threes turn right on the sides. All advance and retire again, then man up, lady down for half figures of eight, and the last eight bars are standard teapots. Bobby Brown and the Scottish Accent recorded this track on the double CD Celtic Fire in the Music. Thank you. Bobby Brown wrote Mr. Bell, Esquire, and the other three tunes were traditional. Pat's Parlour, Brown-Eyed Kate, and Big Barney. Mrs. Stuart Linnell was written by John Bailey after his daughter Gillian's wedding in 1975, and the dance was published in the Imperial Book 3, subtitled The Jack McConachie Memorial Sword Competition Dances, 1971-77. The winner each year held the Memorial Trophy, a magnificent dress sword presented in memory of one of the founding members of the ISTD, Jack McConachie. The dance has always been popular in the West Midlands, where John Bailey lived and taught. He requested that it was danced to a recording of None So Pretty, which means the lead tune is Johnny in Nethermains by Neil Gow. This is Neil Barron's version from Highlander Music 2. Neil Baron and his band played Johnny in Nethermains by Neil Gow, the Lassa Gowrie traditional, and two of his own tunes, George Darling's Reel and the Merlion. So I decided on this theme when I looked up Malcolm Brown's medley Boxing the Compass for this programme a few weeks ago. I really wasn't sure if we would make it work, particularly as the whole set changes axis for each iteration, and I had three sets in a tight hall. However, we danced it four times in Strathbay time first, and then felt confident enough to do it for real, and it worked. I have to say, it helped that in my set we had four men, but by the time we had identified the men in the other sets with bands, then they managed okay too. Here's the music we used. Chris Dooley and Nick Dewhurst from their Short and Sweet CD with The Iron Man. Julie and Nick played three Scott Skinner tunes, The Iron Man, Castle Spiney, and The Queen's Welcome to Invercauld. Another underrated dance, in my opinion, is The Globe Inn by Jackie Johnston, which has in it Dance to Points and Set, which is the same as Dance to Corners and Set, except turned through 45 degrees, so that it is up and down and across. The dance also finishes with a poussette, and we don't get many quick time poussettes anymore either. I included this jig on TSC Recorded Highlights Volume 1, so that it has its own track, played by Jim Lindsay and his band. ¶¶ composed Tam O'Shanter, and then Jim Lindsay played Windmill Bastion by Muriel Johnston, The Staircase Jig by Ian Hardy, and Jim Clark's Jig by Jim Johnston. At class last Sunday, the last dance before tea was the Anniversary Tensum, a square set five-couple reel by Barry Priddy. This has left shoulder reels of three up and down, and then right shoulder reels across. I always use the David Cunningham track for the 9610 from Leeds Silver Thistle album. David Cunningham's band played Molly Thau's Reel by Ian Thau, Miss Margaret Brander JP by David Finlay, David Finlay by Ian Holmes, Alex Soames Reel by Robert Black, and Kirkbister Reel by Bert Shorthouse. Time for our 8-time Strass Bay, and we did actually have one at class last Sunday, Trip to Paradise by Ron Wallace, which has a cornetage. In this, although first couple begin looking at their first corner, as in the standard tage, the first two bars are a left-hand turn in the centre, whilst those on the outside dance on. So by the time ones come to turn their first corner person, they are in fourth corner position. After eight bars, ones turn their attention to second corner person, though goodness knows where they are by now. It did all work out okay, and as an 8-time Strass Bay, there is plenty of action for the supporting couples. The track I used was Fiddling in the Pine Woods by Laird Brown's band Scotch Mist. Thank you. wrote a dance, Fiddling in the Pine Woods, dedicated to Barbara McCowan and all the fiddlers at Pine Woods. And Laird Brown recorded this track for me, which begins with Barbara McCowan's Strathspey by Angus Grant. Laird followed this with his own tune, Steph's Strathspey, and then two others by band members, The Armadillo by Fred Moyes and Charlotte Victoria of River Phillip by Donnie Wood. Back to David Cunningham again for the next dance, the four-couple Georgie's Jig by Lewis Derrick. In this dance, you immediately lose your partner, and though they are usually close by, they aren't usually doing the same as you. The key part is bars 13 to 16, right hand across 1 1/4 or 5 places in 4 bars to bring different people onto the centre line. Great fun if you have the stamina. David Cunningham Trio with Ron Ganella played The Westport by Billy Anderson and Mrs. Ross and Cave Hill, both traditional, for Georgie's Jig. Our ultimate dance on Sunday was 40 and counting. I had 2 5-couple sets and all couples danced it twice through after 5 walkthroughs. But the prep paid off as both sets managed every time without breaking down. Another track by Jim Lindsay, this one for RSCDS Book 49. Thank you. tune for 40 and Counting is The Earl of Seafield's Reel by Donald Grant. And after that, Jim's band played One for All, Two for One and The Berwick Braveheart, all by Muriel Johnston. Other dances which I had on my list, to be used if the numbers required them, were The Orchards of County Armagh, Bonnie Anne, and Return to St Martin's. So we will begin this last section with The Orchards of County Armagh, played of course by Marian Anderson's band on the Belfast Platinum CD. Lead tune is Sailing South by Judy Nicholson, and the other two were Down by the Sally Gardens and To Pauline by Marian Anderson. Bonnie Anne, a 96-bar jig from the McNab collection, was always a popular demonstration dance. I well remember dancing it in St. Augustine, Germany, just over 40 years ago. However, I can't remember the last time I danced it in modern times. Too much footwork for it to gain popularity again now. Still, enjoy the music, the Glendarroch Highlanders, here played by the Muriel Johnston Ensemble. Thank you. the Glendaril Highlanders, played by the Muriel Johnston Ensemble, for Bonnie Anne. Our final Strathspey today has been included a few times recently as one of my favourite axes-changing four-couple dances, utilising set, turn three-quarters and half-reel of four to progress dancers halfway round the set. The dance is Return to St Martin's by Bob Anderson, and the recording I use is for Belfast City Hall by Marian Anderson's band. George Fleming, and the other three tunes were all by Marion, Peggy Spouse, Marjorie Watson Strathspey, and Fiona's Valentine. To finish today, we will be, as we started, off theme, really. Lock Fitty Jig by Alison Austin does not change axes, but has a neat 12-bar sequence of half reels of three across. And then, for the more intrepid dancers, first couple can reverse roles the second time without altering the instructions for the supporting couples. No recording yet for this, though Ewan has written the tune, so we will hear the Dewhursts again with the Quarryman's Jig. Quarryman's Jig is by Charles Sherritt, and the other three tunes were traditional. John Belden's two-step, Charlie Town two-step, and The Joy of the Dance, all played by Chris Dooley and Nick Dewhurst. Enjoyed this hour. Next week I'll be in Perth for the Stagger Inn, so expect a programme of Radio GH favourites. Bye!